Hi, I'm Jeff Heisner with the Michigan District, and welcome to the podcast. Today, we're talking to Luke Esselman, the Commission Ministry Advocate for the Michigan District, and also was the chair of the Junior High Youth Gathering this past year. Luke, a man brave enough to chair the Junior High Gathering, that's pretty impressive.
Very impressive. I'm an impressive guy, Jeff. No, I'm just kidding. Really, it's the whole committee. Like, we have an outstanding leadership team, and it's been a blessing to be a part of it for sure. Yeah.
Getting a chance to see it firsthand and hearing all the people talk about it, they're saying some great things. So first of all, congrats. Talk about some of the highlights for you.
Oh man. The highlight for this year, I think our theme, Jeff, as you'll remember, is Messy Mercy. And the first afternoon, we had what was dubbed the Mestival. And it was just this whole lawn of messy activities. I believe there was a ketchup, mustard, and relish obstacle course. There was live cricket spitting. Oh, there was smashing eggs on your youth leader's head. Now, being the chair, I didn't have to, get into that. But it was an absolute outstanding afternoon. Highlighted, I think, with the foam party that was brought in and set up. And I know that there are youth and congregations that are reaching out to the committee and asking, so are we going to do a Mestival every year? Well, we're not going to have that same theme, so probably not, but it was outstanding. And props to Janelle Meckes, especially, who was our activities coordinator. The servant events went so smoothly as well. And that really was another messy part of it. The kids just came back absolutely sweaty and dusty and dirty. But they got to serve a lot of people, a lot of organizations. So that was definitely a highlight for me as well.
So I was ensconced in the Mestival, right there, getting the sights and sounds and videotaping and then going back and putting it all together. So as I'm shooting and videotaping a lot of that, I got a little splatter and went home that night of the Mestival and had just the aroma of mustard and relish and ketchup and cheese and all kinds of other stuff. It was pretty gross, but I will say the kids absolutely loved it and they had a blast. So it was really, really absolutely one of the highlights. Now, this whole junior high gathering was not without challenges, correct?
It's true. It's true. Yeah. Yeah. Unfortunately, there's always a little mess happening in there. But this one was a little bit special. Our main speaker, because of health concerns, had to back out basically the day it started. They were meant to speak at our three mass gatherings, one each day. And we just, we rolled with it and God is good. Our mass gathering, and sectional leader organizer, if you will, Joel Eden, Pastor Joel Eden, I should say, really stepped up to set in motion, what we needed to have happen there. And he spoke, organized his thoughts and stuff within like a couple of hours, to speak that evening. And then, I stepped up to speak the next morning, and then we called in a friend of the junior high gathering. He's been a sectional speaker so many times, Kyle DeWeese from Valley Lutheran High School, to come in the last morning and speak to the kids. And it all worked out amazing. And like I said, God is good. But yes, you're right, Jeff. It added a little mess. Some of us on the committee were saying, we set up sort of a self-fulfilling prophecy by calling it the Messy Mercy Junior High Gathering, but it's all right.
Well, there were those challenges, and you guys stepped up and were amazing. So kudos to you, hats off to you. That was awesome. There are obviously a ton of joys in making this happen and making it happen so successfully as well.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, working with the committee that we have of leaders, just so willing to give of their time and efforts and expertise. I mean, I've told people numerous times, I don't feel like I really, I mean, I'm the chair in air quotes. This is the podcast. Nobody can see that. But I don't feel like I do that much. I mean, I've already mentioned Janelle and Pastor Eden and Nola Arnhammer. They're just incredible. And the whole committee is filled with people that have a passion for sharing Jesus with these young people. And it's just amazing. It's been a blessing to be a part of the committee. Jeff, I know as you know, this was kind of my last one. I've been on the committee for 15 years now, and stepping into the new role with the district as commission ministry advocate, we felt like it was the right time for me to step down. And so we have new chair Darren Kashinsky out of Frankenmuth, who has been involved with the Parks Department there, has been involved with St. Lawrence and volunteering through their ministries, and just has a servant heart and a humble attitude. And I know he's going to bring that to the leadership committee. And yeah, he's going to be outstanding. So I'm looking forward to continuing to see those gatherings, from the side of bringing youth and maybe just being there as district staff if I don't have any youth, but they're going to continue, and it's going to be awesome for sure.
Well, good luck to Darren. He's going to need it for sure. Hopefully Nola comes back because she was so instrumental in everything that the kids were able to do as far as those serving events. And they were
Yeah,
all
definitely.
over Frankenmuth and all over Saginaw as well, and helping out
Yeah.
so many people, weren't they?
Yeah, definitely. And she has such deep ties to a lot of service organizations. So she was really able to tap into that and tap into those connections she has. And get churches tied in to ministries that maybe they can continue to be connected with, even at their home congregations, wherever those may be. So, yeah, Nola is outstanding.
And the reaction from the people. And the one that sticks out for me is everybody who came in, it seems like, brought something to give. And we were blessing Franklin Avenue Mission this year, and their reaction was huge. I don't know if you got a chance to see that, but that was really neat. They sent out a Facebook post and talked about how great it was to be blessed by that. But that's got to make you feel good in seeing something like that.
Oh yeah, I mean it's to see it all come to fruition, and just the hearts of people, both those that are serving and donating, but the organizations themselves, and just how gracious, but also just their open arms and hearts to having the youth come in. And to share about their ministry and what they're doing is so huge. I mean, that's such a big part of the sermon events. I think even more so than the volunteering and the serving itself, but it's for those youth to see other Christian adults who are so invested in sharing Jesus' love through our actions and through the resources that we've been given. It's amazing. Yeah.
So I know you're not done working because you still have the Ministry Specialist Conference coming up.
Yeah.
Youth workers are invited, so I'm
Yeah.
sure you're talking to a lot of folks about that as well. Tell me, what is this all about?
Well, this Ministry Specialist Conference, it's kind of a weird name, but we are inviting basically any of our auxiliary ministers, our workers in churches outside of school ministry and outside of the pastoral office. I mean, this could be DCEs, directors of family life, deaconesses, parish nurses, directors of family or parish music, and those are all our rostered workers. But this includes, our part-time, our workers raised up from the congregation to serve in youth ministry, children's ministry, whatever it is. We want them to all come, and it'll definitely be a mixed bag of different ministries and specializations. But our focus for this conference is all on vocation and our individual callings and leading the people that we work with, whoever it is, in their individual callings in their life. And so we've got Pastor Jeff Leininger coming in. He was campus pastor for, 20-some years, I think, at Concordia Chicago. He was while I was there, so I'm thrilled to be able to see him again. And he's going to be talking about his book, Callings for Life. So it's going to be a great opportunity to grow in our understanding and in our perspectives of our callings and vocation, but also a time together to lift each other up, network with other workers, some of which do similar ministries to us, but others that, you know, maybe are just completely different. And I'm looking forward to it. And I hope we have a great turnout of our workers from the Michigan District. At Camp Arcadia in October.
Cool. All right. Do you have the exact dates and how you can register?
Yep. October 21st to 23rd. And if you go to the Michigan District website, michigandistrict.org, and go to the events page, you should be able to just scroll right down to the bottom, and it's right there in the October events.
Yeah. So speaking of schedules, obviously the junior high had a schedule change. You know, we went from early June and then now late July, early August. What did you feel about that? It seemed like it didn't miss a beat. And it's even going from weekends to weekdays.
Yeah. It really turned out great. We weren't sure what to think when initially we kind of lost our weekend because a big event was coming into Frankenmuth. Mm-hmm. And so we had to adjust. But I think a lot of congregations responded well to that date change, getting it away from the, you know, right at the end of the school year. And it really opened up the opportunity for a lot of our district pastors to come with their youth, since they don't have to fill the pulpit, or mm-hmm. do they drive back Sunday morning to preach? And, you know, how does that all work? So I really appreciated that aspect. And we had a lot of our outstanding district pastors bring in their youth. Even if they weren't the main adult leader, just coming as a chaperone to interact with their youth and grow in relationship with them. So I really think while the date change, I think threw a few people, I think overall it went really well. And it really kind of opened us up to having a little extra time on each end, rather than needing to start, you know, after the school day ends on Friday and whatnot. So yeah, it was really good.
So I know you're passing the baton, but do you have an idea what's in store for next year?
Yes. Okay. I do have the theme, and I think I can release this. If not, well, I'll just ask for
doing it anyway.
That's later. the theme is together.
Okay.
Just the word together. And I'm blanking on the theme verse that is based on, but I know the logo that's being used is kind of a coat of arms, you know, like the shield look with a cross, and the four corners of the coat of arms has different aspects to that theme of encouraging each other, witnessing together, things like that. All wrapped around us as the body of Christ together.
So I know you've been doing this for so long, you know, it would 13 years, you said, at least, right?
So yeah, 15, I think.
15.
Yeah.
Okay. what encouragement would you give those who may not have been before, who may not have taken their youth to the gathering maybe in a few years? I mean, there's so many kids who go there and enjoy it and have like the time of their lives. So what encouragement do you give?
You know, for me, I think one of the biggest things is middle school is such a difficult age for the youth themselves, because there's so much changing. And even going from elementary school to middle school is such a big jump in the way that school and outside activities and even things in the church, you know, is different, the dynamic for the youth. But I think for the adults that work with these youth, it's a difficult age too, because they're all so different. I think for me, the junior high gathering in our district at least, and I think you know other districts as well, but is an opportunity for these middle school youth to come together and get to know other youth from around the district. Mm-hmm. But even if they don't get to know them real well, they get to see, you know, we're together. I mean, there's that theme for next year. We're not alone in the way we do ministry, in what we believe. And there are other adults and other churches and other communities who care about them and care about what they believe and the growth of their faith and their discipleship of Jesus. You know, I would also say, you know, that's a very faith and ministry focused avenue. Mm-hmm. I'll also say that coming up this next year, the Bavarian Inn Lodge, where this is hosted every year, will be opening the largest indoor water park in the state of Michigan. And so from the like fun social aspect of the gathering, that's going to be huge, literally and, you know, metaphorically. It's going to be an incredible event, and I think our middle schoolers are not going to want to miss that opportunity.
Yeah, it was kind of interesting as we're walking back and forth, just seeing that thing get built there in Frankenmuth was amazing. You know, we had to dodge a few trucks and a few a few trailers and everything else, but it was really cool. I want to encourage everybody, check the show notes. We've got more information and details on this topic, including check out the video. So you can see all that Luke did, all that he put into it. It was really amazing. So
all the committee, I didn't put that much into it.
Well, Luke, we want to thank you. We want to thank the committee so much for your time, your insight, and your 15 years. That is awesome.
Yeah, thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it.
We also thank you, the listener, for making this podcast part of your day. God bless.